Nancy Pelosi dodged Mike Pence phone call notifying her of Iranian missile attack, tell him I'll call him back. By Matthew Boyle on January 7, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to immediately take a phone call from Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday evening notifying her that Iran had launched missile attacks against at least two U.S. military bases in Iraq. Tell him I'll call him back, Pelosi said to an aide who handed her a note that the vice president was calling her during a meeting. Opting to not immediately take the phone call as U.S. bases in Iraq were under attack and instead call the vice president back. Pelosi was in a meeting, according to Politico's Heather Cagle, and was set to open the U.S. House for a new session moments later. Pelosi did eventually call the vice president back at 6:34 p.m. Cagle noted in a follow-up tweet citing Pelosi's deputy chief of staff Drew Hamill on the record. Others in media also reported that Pelosi did not initially take Pence's call. Later, Pelosi herself tweeted about the attacks from Iran. Iran launched a dozen ballistic missile attacks against at least two U.S. military bases in Iraq on Tuesday evening. At this time, it is unclear if there were any casualties and what the extent of damage is. The Iranian attacks came in response to President Donald Trump's ordering last week of an airstrike that killed Iranian Quds Force General Qasem Soleimani. Soleimani, a terrorist responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans, was one of Iran's most senior officials for years. His work, including the development and implementation of IEDs or improvised explosive devices against U.S. forces in Iraq for the past decade plus, has claimed hundreds of American lives and injured thousands more. Trump ordered the strike on Soleimani, which has escalated already heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran, because of Soleimani's role in an attack on the U.S. embassy in Iraq as well as the death of an American contractor in Iraq. The strike hit Soleimani at the Baghdad airport. These ballistic missile strikes on U.S. installations in Iraq, Iran said, are meant to be considered the official Iranian response to the Soleimani strike. President Trump late Tuesday night tweeted that he will have a statement on the Iranian response to the Soleimani strike on Wednesday morning. It remains to be seen what happens next on this front.